previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry Production presents the Skippy and Frank Sports Talk Show. Skippy and Frank, fired from five other jobs, are now doing sports talk. The Skippy and Frank Sports Talk Show. Call up and talk sports with the guys. 1-800-ASSHOLE. 1-800-ASSHOLE. Call Skippy and Frank. Let's talk sports.
All right, it's about 24 minutes after 6 o'clock here. Skippy and Frank.
I'll tell you that.
You got a Laker game later on? Wow. Talking sports here, Skippy and Frank. You know, I got last shot. We are hot. There's no doubt about it, Frank. We're just hot. You know, last shot we had, I took a over-under, got a 12-gauge shotgun, and shoved it in my mouth, blew part of my face away.
Man, that was so cool.
Oh, that cool? General manager couldn't handle it.
That was so cool. I just saw part of your face hitting the wall. That's so bitching, man. Yeah.
We're edgy. Yeah.
We really are.
We are so edgy. Nobody wants to take a chance on hiring us. Just give me a friend. We tell it like it is. Give us a call here. 1-800-ASSHOLE. 1-800-ASSHOLE. Go find out what's going on. Watch out, Howard Stern. We got the edge.
That Stern is over. Guy sucks. We got it going on, though. Skippy and Frank, man.
Really? I see him take a shotgun, stick it in his mouth, and pull a trigger. Blow part of his face and skull away. That is comedy. That's pure comedy.
Guy's too pussy to do it. He's too pussy.
Yeah, and these people ought to get on it. So is websites, you know, and talk about what a pussy is.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Skippy and Frank here. Hey, let's talk Final Four, huh? Final Four. God damn, Florida, North Carolina is going to be so awesome.
I love that with Michigan State.
Michigan State sucks.
What are you talking about? I went to Michigan State.
The Spartans sound so gay. The Spartans, man. Michigan State's got no shot at all. No shot at all. Florida all the way in this deal.
Yeah, well. Florida but Gators. What's that? What are they chomping on down there, huh?
All right, we got a special guest here, Skippy Frank here, Sports Talk. Skippy Frank Sports Talk, Tide 626. Trying to get Shaq O'Neal. This is so awesome, Shaq. Come on in, man. Shaq O'Neal.
Oh man, I'm a big fan. How you doing?
Shaq, you are so awesome, man. You're so awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, Shaq, Frank.
Yeah, how you?
Good. Shaq O'Neal with us here, and man, you just you get it done. Night after night, the Lakers are bringing it, you know?
So cool, yeah. You guys are on a big streak there. What are you, like 25 out of 26 or something? You're bringing it. You're taking out all the major teams that are how you guys think you're going to play against Michigan State?
Michigan State, man, that's college, you know.
That's pro.
God, what a dumbass, man. NBA, huh?
Oh, it's pro. Shoot. It's pro, Shaq, my man. My man. Come on, give me skin, man.
You a white man. I'm not comfortable with you.
Come on, man. Give me some skin. Yeah, all right, right. So awesome, everything you're doing out there. Hey, why don't I take a phone call from President Clinton is on the phone, Shaq. Want to take a phone call from President Clinton, Shaq?
Yeah, all right, man. I'll do your disc jockey bit.
Hey, it's President Clinton. Hey, President Clinton, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. And I want to ask Shaq. Hey, Shaq. This is President Clinton.
Yeah, man. What do you want?
Let me get a drink here. Oh, jeez.
I mean, let me get a drink here. Hillary, give me a drink.
Jesus, man, you can't suck.
Sweet suck. Come on, Shaq. Hey, Shaq, a lot of the guys on your team say you cherry pick it under the basket. Isn't that right?
No, man, I don't cherry pick. I'm the only guy on the team that works.
Hey, ask me the other question, you know.
Hey, Shaq, you like white women? Big, tall, 7-foot black.
What'd you say to me, man?
God damn, Shaq, I'm so...
Would you ever talk to me like that, you punk? Lily light mother... You look...
Hey, Shaq, come on.
Come here. Come here, don't pass out yet, you little bastard. What'd you say about me and white women?
I can't...
out of here, man. You suck. Hey, Shaq. Skippy. Skippy, come here. Are you all right?
This is Skippy Flash.
Phil Hendry's Flashback.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Tell me you don't want that to happen just once. And I don't mean any disrespect to the very hardworking sports journalists that work in both sports talk and in the press, the print media. But wouldn't you just once like to see an athlete beat a sports reporter or sports talk show host so badly that there's blood in his urine for like 8 to 12 months afterward? Just one of those smart-ass guys on sports talk. They come in with a guest, and they're trying to be cool and like, you know, yo, brah, what it is, you know, you all that, brah. And just have the, let's say, black free safety cave in one side of the guy's face. Sure, it's going to be a couple of months there in work detail. Sure, he's going to be doing a Paul Muni, I broke a thousand chains, whatever, but it'd be worth it. It would be nice. It would just be nice. You know who I met the other day? It was a tremendous, tremendous reporter, Jim Gray. Now, I like Jim Gray. But let's say some guy, name a guy, I don't know who. Well, how about Summerall just sort of stumbles and dodders into a bad situation, and some young, tough buck lays into him. Nah, Pat Summerall's a good guy. I shouldn't say that. Who else? But we'll think of somebody. Some guy we'd like to see partially paralyzed with his freaking routine, man. And have some cat from some big, bad, free safety. You know, the guys that really, really just come with the guys that are really putting a lick on somebody back there, the free safeties, the guys that really, really hit. Like they're flying 100 miles an hour with an elbow in the air. Those are the guys that you want to see. Just about 100 miles an hour, just as the guy, the reporter, is entering the stadium with his camera crew. 100 miles an hour with an elbow just about chin high so that it drives his jawbone back up into his skull. That's comedy. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Corona. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, yesterday you were talking about that lady who had sued the tobacco company for, I think she got $20 million.
Yeah, what was her name? Lisa Leslie Whiteley in Ojai?
Right, that was the lady who sued the tobacco companies to give her cancer because even though she had begun smoking after the labels come on the box.
Yeah, her name was Leslie Whiteley, and she sued the tobacco companies, even though she was a heavy smoker from 1972 forward. She got lung cancer and brain cancer and won the lawsuit. And the thing that made it curious is because she had sued them after they put the warnings on the box.
Right, right. So, in other words, she was able to get some money from them, product liability money, even though they had a warning on the box.
Right.
Because I'm afraid that I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and I'm afraid that there is a product that does not have no warning label, and I'm afraid that this product probably kills more people or maybe just as much people as cigarettes every year, and I'm just trying to say, why isn't the government doing something about that, you know?
All right, you told my producer, what product you're talking about?
Okay, all right, Phil, I'm talking about alcohol, man. You know, that's what I'm afraid that I'm talking about, is alcohol.
And alcohol does not carry a warning label. It does carry a warning label for pregnant women.
Okay, I understand that. But I'm afraid that that product, alcohol, you know, they have recently been involved in the use of alcohol and what it's done to me and has damaged me, and I believe that I have a lawsuit as a result. And
are you a heavy drinker? How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
Well, you're not even supposed to be drinking, my friend.
Well, no. I mean, I'm over 18. If I can drink, you know, in the privacy of my home, you know.
Okay. So are you a drinker?
No, I don't drink that much. But because I'm not really a drinker, but I have used Crown Royal, and I think that I have a lawsuit against the Seagram's people who make Crown Royal because what it has done is damaged me, and I have some of the product, which I went over to, I don't know if you're familiar with the Toreador is in Duarte. And I drank an alcohol product before I went to the Toreador. And
what is the Toreador?
That's a bar that I go to in Duarte.
In Duarte, okay.
And I believe that the Crown Royal product that I drank caused me damage because of the fact that I associated with that woman who I did not want to be crude, but she was a three-bag woman, and a triple bagger was something I would never be involved with, okay? And I believe that I was damaged by...
Well, you had alcohol. All right, what kind of a warning label?
She's what you... I mean, I'll say she's what you would call a, like a pillow biter or, you know, a three-bagger or something like that.
And what has that got to do with your alcohol consumption?
Because I would never, okay, Mr. Henry, that's what I'm saying. I would never, ever have been with no triple-bagger had I not had the Crown Royal, which is produced by the Seagram's Company, because I did some research on the Internet. And it,
but what kind of a warning, why do you find them liable? You find Crown Royal...
Yes, sir.
You find Crown Royal liable for making you associate with what you call a three-bagger, a girl that was ugly.
Because alcohol, and they don't put it on a warning label, makes a girl look better than she does. A girl, if you drink alcohol, you put on what's called beer goggles, or you're looking through the shot glasses, okay?
What are beer goggles?
That's like whiskey goggles, okay? You put on the whiskey goggles, because all of a sudden, she looks like... You know, that chick you were talking about, man, that chick that Mick Jagger had or whoever, you know, like Jennifer Lopez, you think she's got a good-looking butt because you got on whiskey goggles. I'm kind of nervous.
All right. So, in other words, drinking the whiskey made the girl look better-looking, and you suffered damages?
Because I would not have been with a three-bag woman. And I think that they...
What kind of a warning label are we talking about?
I think, like, warning, you know, use of this product could make a woman look good if she's not good-looking. Or I think that, you know, what happens is she'll be better looking than she really is, or something like that.
But you haven't told me, and what is your name?
My name is Dave.
Dave, you haven't told me exactly what you suffered. You were with an ugly woman, what you call a three-bagger, as the result of drinking alcohol. But you are saying that Crown Royal, the manufacturers of Crown Royal Seagram's, caused you damages because they didn't put this on their bottle.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
So they don't warn you that when you drink, a woman could be better looking than she is?
Yes, sir.
You feel you have a lawsuit?
Yes, sir, I do. Because they don't put anything like that on the bottle is all I'm saying.
All right, hold on, will you, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's Dave, who wants to sue Seagram's because he drank Crown Royal whiskey and went home with a woman that he ordinarily would not go home with because he called her a three-bagger. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Dave, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Dave wants to sue Seagram's. And you want to sue Seagram's for the very same reason that lady sued the tobacco companies. They did, even though they put a... Actually, not the same reason, because the lady sued the tobacco company even after they put a warning on their pack saying, you can get cancer.
Yes, sir, that's right. But there's no warning label on a bottle of alcohol concerning what could happen to you. It's socially, you know. It's not just the physical... But there are also emotional problems that can result. And
all right, so on a bottle of alcohol, it says pregnant women should be careful.
Yes, sir. It says that women who are pregnant should be careful about drinking alcohol and like that. But it doesn't say anything about a man who drinks alcohol and then goes into a bar and that all of a sudden a woman who ordinarily is like a, I mean, she looked like a bush pig or something like that. And
well, what do you mean by a bush pig? You're talking about an ugly woman?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so an ugly woman looks better after you drink.
And they don't. And the Crown Royal Company, which is made by Seagram's Company of America, don't tell you that. Okay? I mean, that's the problem with that. I would like to sue for $40 million. That lady sued for $20 million, and she won. I could sue for $40 million. And
why do you figure you'd get double? This is a lady that sued for $20 million. She's dying of cancer. She's dying of lung cancer.
Yeah, she's dying, but I have to live with the baggage of my homes knowing that I slept with a bush pig, okay? And if I can get a jury, like 7 out of 12 men, every man knows the pain of the bush pig. And every man knows what has been of the pain of the bush pig. I got to get my lawyer and figure out how to do this because of the situation.
All right, well, what you're asking for is a warning label on a bottle of booze that says, warning, if you drink this, women might look good.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is that they should put a
warning on the... That's what you said. It should say, warning, use of this product could make a woman look better than she actually does.
They put... Because of...
And what damages are you suffering?
What?
What damages are you suffering?
The fact that my homes know that I have been with a bush pig or with a three-bagger. That is a social damage. And
in other words, you're humiliated in the eyes of your friend.
Yes, sir.
Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is San Antonio. Are you sure that you're not the three-bagger
that
the crown to have?
Hey, man, maybe. But the fact of the matter is, they don't put on a bottle, okay? And women don't care about loser. Hey, man, women don't care about looks as much as men do, okay? Women go out with you for your personality anyway. The guys
sound like you have a good personality.
Hey, why do I sound like a loser? Do they put on the bottle? Do they want?
Because you're trying to blame the liquor for you picking up a girl.
No, I'm not. I'm not blaming the liquor for me picking up a girl.
It sounds like you got lucky, and that was the first time you got lucky lately.
Oh, so you never had a drink in a bar and went out with a three-bag bush pig or something like that?
Actually, I work in the industry, and I've had a drink, but it doesn't take that to get a nice girl.
You work in a bar, sir?
No, I work in the industry.
Oh, you work in liquor sales or distribution?
In distribution in general, yeah.
Okay, you know this company, Seagram's Company?
Yes, I know them.
Okay.
And they do not have a problem with people like you. You have a problem with their product.
No, sir. I have no problem with the product.
We don't like people like you.
No, sir. I drink Crown Royal, but they didn't say anything about when I drank Crown Royal.
Quit.
Why should I quit? They don't tell you.
Because you have a problem with girls.
I don't have no problem with girls, man. The Crown Royal product makes a bush pig look like Marilyn Monroe or something. I didn't do that. Your product did.
Wait a second. Wait.
Will it be Budweiser or something?
No, I'll tell you this much. Latin women, for the most part, are not that good looking.
Now we're going to Latin.
No, I'm just saying that I'm a Latin male, okay? I go into bars.
That doesn't matter.
I go to the Toreador in Duarte, California, okay? And the Latin women are generally not the best-looking ones that go into bars. I drink Crown Royal.
Well, then go to a better bar.
And all of a sudden, I'm looking at Jennifer Lopez. That's wrong. That is what you call...
That's your mind. That doesn't happen to everyone.
No, man, there ain't no Jennifer Lopez hanging out at the Toreador, man. They all got, like, hair on their lip, everything.
Well,
okay,
well,
what I'm saying...
Wait.
Wait a second, okay? What are you saying that they're doing? That they're deceiving you?
Yes, sir, they're deceiving me. I think their product deceives. I think alcohol deceives. This guy works in the liquor business, so he doesn't want to be held legally responsible for making me go out with a bush pig. Do you?
I'm not responsible for it. You are. Go to a better bar and find a better girl.
All right, thank you for your call.
Hey, you know, he can laugh all he wants, man. He wouldn't laugh in my face, I'll tell you that. And
you said something about having to carry the baggage of your homes knowing that you slept with a bush pig.
Yes, sir.
Meaning that they knew you slept with an ugly girl.
Yes, sir.
Here is Bernie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Dave, are you serious? You want to sue Seagram's?
They don't put on the bottle. They have a warning on the bottle that says pregnant women should be careful, okay? If they put warnings on the bottle of liquor, why don't they put warnings on the bottle of liquor that if you drink, you get on beer goggles and suddenly some pig looks like, you know, Jennifer Lopez or that chick from Hillary Swank or something like that, you know?
But Dave,
Hillary Swank.
Dave, you are not legally of age to drink it.
Doesn't matter, man. I could get a million guys over 21 who have the same problem.
I know, but if you go in and rob a bank and you get shot, it's against the law. And
hold
you're gonna
on.
Sue them?
Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com, where you can pick up a copy of the best of The Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat. It's the 1999 CD, which has raised about $115,000 this year for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. This hour, just taking open phones, really, and Dave is with us. Are you calling from Duarte, Dave, or that's where you go? That's where the Toreador Bar is?
What?
Are you calling from Duarte, or is that where the Toreador is?
No, that's where the Toreador Bar is. I'm calling from Monterey Park.
All right, Monterey Park. Now, you mentioned that you want to sue Seagram's, or that you should have the right to sue Seagram's, because they make a product that makes women look better.
They make a product that makes women look good, and then it wears off, okay? I went home with a woman, and also, you know, the other thing is, like, my girlfriend, who I know I didn't mention, but yes, I do have a girlfriend, and I do have a six-month-old daughter.
So you're cheating on your girlfriend, right?
No, sir, I'm not, because the point that I'm making is I would never, ever, ever think to cheat on my woman. Never, ever, ever think to cheat on my woman. But Seagram's company makes Crown Royal that made one of these Latino women I went into Toreador. I looked at her, I thought she was like Jennifer Lopez or something, man. I went home with her, I slept with this bush pig, and then the alcohol wears off, and now what do I have but a bush pig that I must be with, okay?
Let me ask you something before we go to a phone call. You do anything else that night? Because you told Mike that you smoked some weed.
I smoked some weed, my friend slipped me some ecstasy, okay? Because I'm all tripping out, and they're laughing at me. They're laughing at me, and they make me feel like a bastard, you know?
So you smoked weed, your friend slipped you some ecstasy, but you're blaming the Seagram's for making this chick look like a world beater, huh?
I'm saying it's Seagram's company that makes the
Crown Royal.
The Crown Royal at least should have a warning label on the bottle about bush pig or three-bagger women, is all I'm saying.
I don't know what kind of warning label they're going to put on there. Let me get back to the lady in Bernie if she's still there. You there, ma'am?
I'm there.
Go ahead.
They also have a warning on this that, you know, you can't operate machinery. The human body is...
No, they don't have that. No, they don't have that on a bottle of alcohol.
It doesn't say it not to operate machinery?
It says that it can impair pregnant women. It can any woman who's pregnant should not drink alcohol. It could cause some fetal, you know, like birth defects or something like that.
But it doesn't say anything about it would impair your ability to operate machinery?
No, ma'am, because that's only on prescription drugs.
Well, look it, pal. Do you know that we have drunk driving laws?
I know about drunk driving laws, okay? I'm saying that I'm not going to drink when I drive, but I'm saying they don't tell you that you're going to go home with a woman and be naked with her because you think she looks good. This bush pig told one of my homies that she thinks she's pregnant, and all my homies are really laughing at me now.
Why do you think they make it against the law if you're not 21?
What?
That's a good point. They make it against the law. You can't drink at 21. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Your phone's breaking up. Do you understand what she's saying? At 21...
It doesn't matter, man. Are you saying that once I become 21, all of a sudden the bush pig will look like a bush pig? Nah, because I am 20, that the bush pig does not look like the bush pig? What are you talking about?
Are you telling me that this girl you went home with the other night, who you keep referring to as a bush pig, and I wish you'd stop?
I'm sorry?
You keep referring to her as a bush pig, and I wish you would stop. Are you saying she told your homes that she's pregnant?
She said to my friends, yeah, she thinks she's pregnant, okay? If the Crown Royal had not made her look so good to me and like sweet and everything, man, I would never have gotten naked with her and done the sweet thing with her.
The sweet thing. Okay.
You can laugh if you want.
No, it's just the way you put it. All right, here's Pasadena on The Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd like to make a comment to the speaker that's on there, the caller.
Yes, ma'am.
He made a contradiction. He stated that he had first initiated that the women were ugly after he had the alcohol. Then he made the comment that stated that the women, pretty Latino women go into the bar. They're all ugly and have mustaches.
Right, right.
He knew that prior to going into the bar.
That's right. When you go to the Toreador...
No, I'm saying that Latino women... mostly are ugly when you go into a bar, okay?
No, but you said that at the bar that you go to, there's no attractive women that go there, so
that's
you
right.
know they were ugly when you went in there.
Yeah, but when you drink the Crown Royal, all of a sudden you think, hey, it's my lucky night. There's beautiful women in
no,
here tonight.
No, but you knew that prior to going in there.
No, what I knew prior to going in there was generally at the Toreador, the Latino women are really freaking frightening, bush pig butt ugly, okay?
You knew that going into
and
there.
And you go into the bar anyway?
There's always a chance that Jennifer Lopez could come in or somebody could come in.
Jennifer Lopez is going to go into the Toreador bar in Duarte, huh?
And another thing you're admitting that if the woman, if you, another thing you're admitting that you don't realize that if you hadn't had the Crown Royal and you were of sound mind and the Jennifer Lopez went in there, you would have still committed adultery. So it doesn't matter if you were sober or not. You're admitting that you would have still did it. That's what you're insinuating.
What are you talking about? You're not making any sense at all. I said that I would never cheat on my woman, okay? I would never cheat on her. But the Crown Royal makes a woman look so good. What are you going to do? I slept with her.
That's what I'm saying. If she looks good after the Crown Royal, if Jennifer Lopez would have walked in there and you wouldn't have had anything to drink, you would have did it anyway. You keep referring to Jennifer Lopez.
Well,
you don't have to be drunk to see how pretty she is.
I slept with her sister one time, man. She was not good looking
That's
either.
Just my point. You already admitted to being adulterous. You're an adulteress whether you drink or not.
When you slept with these women, were you drinking?
I drank the Crown Royal, yes.
And you also admitted that you'd smoked a joint, that your friends had slipped you ecstasy?
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing
to now.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
You're on something now.
Why do you say that?
Because you're drowning yourself. And if you were going to have a suit, everything that you've admitted on the line is being recorded.
That's
right. You wouldn't even hold up in court.
Do you really think the lawyers for Seagram's are going to sit there and say that you admit that you'd smoked weed? You admit.
Why is it everybody can sue big tobacco like that lady sued big tobacco?
But you're admitting to wrong already.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You're admitting to doing other drugs that night.
You said that you smoked a joint, that your homies slipped you some ecstasy, that you were all tripping out, that they were laughing at you.
No, but.
Ecstasy
will not, believe me, the woman that I woke up next to, there's no ecstasy in the world that would make her look like bitch and good looking, man. She was frightening, man. Crown Royal is how I found my girlfriend. And that's how I created my GMO kid.
Crown Royal is how you found your girlfriend.
Right.
Oh, man.
You are a sick person.
No, ma'am.
You are admitting to wrong.
You don't understand, ma'am, because if
Crown Royal is how you found your current girlfriend, then that's an obvious statement to say evidently you didn't see cross-eyed when you saw her. You're contradicting yourself.
Did you have the beer goggles on when you found your girlfriend?
No. Well.
Is she good looking?
She's pretty scary.
I bet you're scary.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
1-800-449-8686. Mission Viejo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh.
You know, Mr. Henry, I just want to make a statement, okay?
No, you've said enough. You've said enough.
I just want to make a statement. Why does big tobacco, everybody gets to take a shot at that, but the alcohol manufacturers of this country, nobody wants to take no shot at them.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, buddy, a lot of people are suing the alcohol people, but not with some lame-brain scheme like yours. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hold on. You know what? First of all, he's not even old enough to drink. That's your key factor right there.
I'm 20 years of age, okay?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 20 years of age. I mean,
yeah,
it's like...
But to drink, you have to be 21. Hello?
They need to be accountable for every ugly kid that they help...
Irrelevant. Don't bypass my point. My point is you're not even old enough to drink. That's your first key. Second of all...
You're not lawyer or something,
liquor,
man. You're not like L.A. Law or something, man.
If you can't handle your liquor, then you shouldn't be drinking. And if people become Jennifer Lopez to you when you're drinking, then you really need to stop drinking.
Hey, every time
first
a man...
Of all,
let me ask
again,
Mr. Henry, does girls look good to you
again,
when you
first,
drink? Does
again,
girls look...
Buddy, it's been a long time since I cruised a single bar, okay?
No. But does girls look good to you when you were a single man and you drank?
Irrelevant.
Whatever. You get exuberant.
Irrelevant.
It isn't so much that women look better.
No.
The world looks better. You get exuberant. It is a anti-depressing kind of drug, I guess. You want to get out and dance? You do a lot of things that perhaps you wouldn't do when you're sober.
That didn't answer my question, man.
Phil.
Does girls look good when you drink?
Phil.
Does. Yes?
Sorry. I hate to interrupt. My point, again, is how old are you? You're 20.
Oh, man, why is it that all these white people can sue, but as soon as a Latino wants to sue, everybody says, no,
you
never win. This is just another way to keep Latinos down. All you white people get to sue, but all the Latino men who are being made to look bad because of the bush pig.
His name is Dave, okay?
Dave.
And
yeah, I heard your point, lady, okay?
Well,
you're beating it in my ground. It doesn't make any difference.
It makes a big difference.
No, it doesn't, because a guy who'd be 30 years of age, a white man, you know, he can sue, but you know, I've got to be saddled. I got to be saddled to this. I
got to
be saddled with this three-bag bush pig for the rest of my life. I hate you.
Well, you can hate me.
I hate you so much.
That's fine.
I hate you so deeply.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You
won't listen to me. You need to get a life, man.
Right about now, get a life.
I hate you so much.
And get a life.
Yeah, you drink. You drink, don't
you? Moderately.
I bet your husband drinks. I bet your boyfriend drinks, man. Otherwise, he would not be seen with you, man.
But amazingly.
Yeah.
Amazingly, I happen to be a very gorgeous Latino woman.
What's your comeback to that, man? What's your comeback to that?
My comeback is, you can't handle your liquor.
Oh, I can't handle my liquor, man.
Stop drinking.
When your boyfriend picked up a drink, he found you, man.
Okay, all right, thanks.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Phil. But
you're a Latina?
I very much so.
Okay, that's the kind of bush pig I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Are you good looking?
118 pounds bush pig?
Oh, yeah, right, man.
Uh-huh.
You wish, baby. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How much ecstasy does that take for you to see that in the mirror, man?
It's pretty sad if you have to take that to have anything, so...
A good looking Latina? There's no way, man.
You know what? I here's my point. Doesn't matter about your age. If you attempt to sue, they're going to find that you were on my show, you said you smoked grass that night, that somebody slipped you ecstasy.
My home slipped me ecstasy, man.
Your other caller was right.
I did not take that voluntarily.
Doesn't matter.
My kids are crying.
All right.
Yeah, you go get your the little
Phil.
Tiny bush pig that you made, okay?
Maybe you need to get a life and stop drinking.
Go get the bush pig to bed.
God. Hey, Phil, hi. I'd like to sue the alcohol manufacturers of America. See, I smoked a joint and I took some ecstasy and, oh yeah, I drank some Crown Royal and this chick looked really good to me. Then I woke up next to her and she was a three-bagger. I'm suing. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Jury trial, man. That's what's going to happen.
A jury trial?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back with Dave. He's a caller from Monterey Park. He drank some Crown Royal. It made women look really sexy to him. He slept with one, woke up the next morning, and realized she was ugly. And he'd like to sue the liquor company, specifically Seagram's and Crown Royal, because drinking their product made that woman look good, and thus socially impairing you, correct?
Mr. Henry, the point that I wanted to make...
But that's... Did I just...
On the jury, if I can get 7 men out of 12, every man knows the pain of the three-bag situation, okay? And every man knows the pain and the social ostracizing, okay, of the bush pig, okay? So what I'm saying basically is this. You can laugh all you want. Latino women, I love Latino women, but, man, they're not, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, man, they're not the best-looking women in the world, all right? And so if you go into a bar...
What about what the lady said? If you know Latina women aren't that good-looking, then you know going into this bar, you're going to meet ugly women.
But you're always hoping, man. A man can hope, can he? I pray. I do a novena to the Virgin Mary. I pray the rosary.
Well, what are you praying for? That you'll walk into the bar...
You're laughing at me.
No, man. What are you saying, a rosary? So one night, maybe there'll be a good-looking woman in your bar?
No, I'm saying that I hope someday that you'll meet a good-looking woman. And when you drink the Crown Royal, you think maybe that's tonight, you know? You don't understand, man, and you laugh at me because I'm Mexican. And
I'm not laughing at you because you're Mexican, you idiot. I'm laughing at you because you're saying a rosary so that one night you'll walk into the Toreador there in Duarte, and, oh, God, there's a good-looking woman. I got a great idea for you. Drink Crown Royal every night, and every night there'll be a foxy babe at the Toreador.
Forget it, man. You don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand. You're right. I'm listening to your point of view. I'm taking phone calls, aren't I? Aren't I?
Yeah, okay. But I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying.
I've heard everything that you've said. Oceanside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. I just wondered, this bar in Duarte, I mean, the women that are going home with this guy have got to be crazy. I mean, they're the ones that should be suing people.
800-449-8686, San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this
yes,
is John.
Yes, sir. How you doing, John?
I'm an attorney, Latin male also.
You Latin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm a corporate lawyer. You're going to lose your case right off the bat because you're underage.
Okay, let me ask you something. What if I was not underage? What if I was old enough to know?
You would still lose your case.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
There's no such thing. I mean, I'm a drinker. I've been in bars, and I know who to go home with and who not to go home with.
You're telling me that when you have a cocktail, some babe doesn't look good to you?
No.
Get out of here, man. You know that the Latina...
And your attorney and the secret attorneys are going to knock you out of your seat because they're going to find people in the jury that are not drinkers.
No, wait a second. You say you're Latin male. You know the plight of Latino male.
Simón,
you know the plight.
I've talked to you street because I was raised in the street.
Okay.
Went to school, graduated from St. Mary's University Law School.
Okay, you know the plight of the Latino male and the ugly Latino women that we have to deal with in the bars.
And I'm a drinker. I still drink. I am not going to go out with an ugly woman, even if I've been drinking.
I don't know, man. I bet you there's had to be at least one time in your life that you woke up next to the three-bag woman and go, oh, my God.
Not in my life.
What were you drinking, man?
Huh?
What were you drinking, like beer?
I drink Crown, I drink tequila.
You drink Crown Royal, man?
Yeah.
No way. Crown Royal will make the woman look good.
He drinks tequila, too. Don't you, sir?
Yeah,
and by the way,
also.
I drink tequila.
You wake up to a bush?
No, I don't wake up to a bush pig. I wake up next to my wife, who happens to be very beautiful, okay?
Do you find good-looking Latinas?
You got to come to San Antonio. There's beautiful Latinas down here.
Whereabouts is it, man?
In San Antonio.
I'm there, man. I'm there. If that's what's going down there, because L.A., man, is no place for the Latin
men. I've been to L.A. I tried cases in L.A. for corporate, and there's beautiful women in L.A.
Man, no way, man. L.A. is nowhere for the Latino male,
man.
You
don't have a chance because you're underage.
There's bush pigs.
For one. And like you said, you smoke marijuana.
And the ecstasy, too. Thanks for calling. Thank you, sir. Here's Montebello on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You know what? This guy is nothing but a lowlife. He probably doesn't have a job.
I'm
a
lowlife.
Trying to sue somebody to get money.
No, I got
just
a job.
Get a real
I have
job
my own auto detailing business.
I
have my own auto detailing business. I support my girlfriend.
And what are you going to bars for if you have a girlfriend and you have a six-month-old kid?
Because I
went
to have.
What the hell are you drinking and doing in bars when you should be home with your girlfriend and your kid?
Because I went to have a drink with my friend, okay, who had his birthday.
Okay, then have a drink. Don't go sleep with anybody.
I'm not sleeping with nobody, but when you have the Crown Royal, the woman, she looks, you know, pretty good. I mean, like, God.
So what? Everybody can look good. You don't have to sleep with them.
What you look like?
Stupid.
What you look
I'm
like?
I'm a beautiful Mexican woman, and you're making us Mexicans look bad because you're such an idiot. I can't believe you're
on
the air.
What are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that when you have a cocktail that some, you know, like you don't get better looking?
I don't need to have a cocktail to get better looking. I am good looking.
No, you get better looking in the eyes of a man when he has a cocktail.
No, I am already good-looking, so no man needs to drink to look at me.
Have you ever heard of beer?
I'm good-looking whether he drinks or not,
okay? Do you know what beer goggles are?
Probably something you wear all the time. If you have somebody with you.
You might.
I can't believe you have a girlfriend, and your girlfriend, you're embarrassing.
Do you bleach your hair?
I can't believe.
You bleach your hair?
Where do you find these guys, Phil?
You bleach your hair?